Another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.
And it's a new week and there's new news to be had, both from Johannesburg and me, Melanie Walker, and from the south of France. There's Jenny Baxter, who's sitting in on tea, ready to chat to us, to tell us what's happening on sapeople.com. And a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Melanie. How's life in Joburg?
Life in Joburg is getting a little bit chilly. And, you know, it's always this, it's beautiful outside in the sunshine. This is one thing about Johannesburg. But then the pollution starts. So you hear everybody's like now coughing and everybody looks at everybody. Are you sick? Like, no, it's allergies. It's just allergies. We don't have COVID. But of course, you know, I mean, there's a COVID thing now with the whole thing with India, with somebody coming in from India. I think down in Durban, I believe there's three people at the stage who may be in quarantine.
The government did release a statement this morning denying that there's anybody in South Africa with the variant from India, that right now South Africa is clear of that variant.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We shall.
Yeah.
But I think that until this is finished, I do believe that we should all be trying to stay at home as much as possible, not necessarily in your own city, at home in your house, but stop traveling. Stop taking this all over the place. It's never going to go away until everybody's been vaccinated. And who knows, I might be 120 when that happens at this rate.
I think President Ramaphosa is going to talk about it tomorrow in the National Assembly, about what's happening with the vaccinations. There seems to be millions of doses rolling in. So it looks like it's finally going to start happening in SA.
Yeah, we haven't had my fellow South Africans, you know, family meeting for a while here. So we'll wait and see what happens. But, you know, I think the attitude of people out there at the moment is definitely a lot more positive. But we are sitting there and I say to everybody wherever I go, do me a favor, keep your mask on, keep sanitizing, keep your social distancing. I mean, that's the one way to keep yourself safe.
Yeah. Well, here, you know, there are a lot of South Africans because they work on the boats, and we've got one of the biggest harbors here, ports here, for the luxury yachts. And on Friday night, there was the normal party that all the youngsters go to, even though there's a 7 p.m. curfew. And this time, you know, normally the police just walk past, but I don't know if it's because it's coming to an end or something, but this time, or perhaps the neighbors complained, because there were apparently over 50 people jammed into a one-bedroom apartment, and mainly South Africans having such a party, and the police arrived, and they all had to line up in a queue. A friend of mine was there and give their details, and they got £135 fine. Each, yeah. But there was a Portuguese girl who, in Portugal, the fine is £1,000. So she went and knocked on the door of somebody else and hid there until the police went away, because she didn't want to pay £1,000. Meanwhile, it was 135.
But that's still a fair whack of money.
That. Unless you're a boatie and you earn so much money, I suppose it didn't really matter to them.
Oh, to be young and have fun again. Wouldn't that be fabulous? Okay. All right. But what's been on the news? I'm sure that everybody's news, I mean, I think it made CNN, and it's definitely on sapeople.com, is the Hero Driver. And it was, with all the memes that are now going about Liam Neeson. Okay. Sorry. I've got the wrong number.
I love it. And like, even Chuck Norris would have been scared. And that South African guy just, I mean, he was trained. Did you see his arm?
Mm-hmm.
I've never fallen in love with a man's arm, but those muscles, they're amazing. So he was actually, for those who don't know, go to SA People, see the video of the guy who was escorting a vehicle that had cell phones in it. Mm-hmm. And then two cars come along and start pelting bullets at them. And I mean, the way he drove, the way he stayed calm, he really proved that myth that South Africans are tough. Although I think he's tougher than any other South African I've ever seen, and definitely cooler. But yeah, it was all over the world.
He trains people to do that. It's like executive outcomes, which they have in England, where they train people who are in the media or businessmen who travel, how to deal with hostage situations, how to deal with being shot at, how to save yourself if you're being kidnapped or any of those things. So, I mean, I'm sure it's something along those lines as well, but he really is kind of quite hardcore.
Yeah. And the fact that he actually jumped out of his vehicle and was, you know,
and they ran away.
Them, and they ran away like babies. Very, very good. Very proud of that. Yeah, that really has gone worldwide.
Definitely worthwhile watching. It's wonderful to watch somebody who is just so in control and doesn't lose it. I just felt sorry for the guy sitting next to him. You could just see his eyes getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and yet I loved what the driver said, that, you know, that guy did everything that he was meant to do. And you could see him, he looked like he was fumbling with his phone, but the problem was that he couldn't get a reception. And he actually did exactly what was his role, you know? And he did look scared because it was such a scary situation.
Well, it's a bit ironic. I mean, there he is. He can't get reception, and they're with a whole bunch of cell phones. I mean, really.
That is true.
Okay, so what else has been in the news that's come up on your radar?
Well, the fantastic win. According to President Ramaphosa, it's South Africa's first gold medal. I'm not sure. If the president says it is, it must be. But the world relay team, you know, the guys, the 4x100 meter. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
It was amazing. In the last 100 meter, Akini Simbina, you know, the athlete, who he's a champion, and he ran so fast. They all ran fast. They all did well. But in that last 100 meters, he caught up the time, and he just beat Brazil by 1/100th of a second. The video is amazing because the commentators still believe that Brazil has won, and Brazil still believes that they've won. And then you see and you hear them when they discover actually South Africa crossed first. It was absolutely amazing. Absolutely a goosebump moment. The way they all cheered each other, hugged the South African flag. Even Nando said, you know, these guys should be Bafana Bafana.
Yeah, it's like always, it's that whole thing about like the Jamaican bobsled team with Cool Runnings, you know, it gives you that kind of vibe as well, that you think, oh, they're going to be the underdogs, and then actually turn out to be the heroes of the day.
Absolutely. Very inspiring. I love, you know, they went in with a mission to win a medal, and they're more than accomplished.
Well, from the city of gold, absolutely, we should bring gold home as well. That's where it comes from. Let's give it back.
Give it back.
Okay, so what news have you got for expats?
Well, anybody who's near me in France or who's soon going to be traveling, I think from the 19th of May, all our European borders, or certainly the French borders, are open again. I would definitely recommend coming to the south of France, to Nice, because, you know, our South African Michelin chef, Jan Hendrik, his restaurant here, which is called Jan, will be open again. So he's here at the moment. In fact, yesterday he posted such a lovely photo in France, because we haven't been able to sit at restaurants. Restaurants have been open, but we get takeaways from them. So it's gourmet takeaways every day. But, because they're not allowed customers, what many of the restaurants in Paris and down here have done is they have big fluffy teddy bears sitting in the chairs.
I did see pictures about that. It's lovely.
Oh, yeah. It's so beautiful. And Jan posted, you know, most of them only have like one teddy bear per table or something. And Jan posted a photo yesterday of this little boulangerie in Nice, and they've got like 15 teddy bears on 15 chairs. It's lovely.
15 teddy bear picnic. That's the way to go. Yeah. And I see you've got something here. Talking about food, you've got something about South African avocados. Now, I don't know what your news is, but all I know is that avocado theft here in SA has become quite a thing. Avocado farmers will go out one morning into their avo fields, and all of the avos have been taken. People have been stealing them flat out.
No.
Yeah,
and
huge.
I've also heard, now that you say that, I've also heard my children saying to me not to buy avocados at the moment because there's something terrible going on with exploitation of staff, of the workers, because avocados have become so popular around the world. You know, they're huge, smashed avocado toast and all that.
All these millennials who think they've come up with something new when it's actually we've been doing it for years.
I know, our mothers forced us when we were children. But I don't know, it's probably not South Africa. It could be in South America, but apparently workers are being exploited because there's just such a demand and people aren't getting paid enough. But no, my avocado good news was that the South African avocados have arrived in the UK and are apparently absolutely delicious and are, I don't know how much this is. So it's, I mean, I don't know if this is expensive. It's £2 for two, which basically means £1 each, which basically means 20 Rand for an avocado. Is that a lot or?
Well, it depends on the season. I mean, we're going into Avo season here at the moment. So, of course, the price has come down because a lot of the time they're importing them.
From where?
What happens is that I don't know where they're bringing them in from, but it's a very interesting thing because you're looking and you see four Avos and it's like 60 Rand and, or two Avos for 60 Rand. We look at this and sometimes we look at and work out the Avos like 30 or 50 Rand or something ridiculous and then you won't buy them. So I always say to people, buy local and of course the prices will come down. The nice thing is if you have friends who've got avocado trees and they just go scrumping, which is always
delicious. The
best. I'd love to know what avocados people actually like the most, because I don't like Hass. I like the Fuertes.
I think that this is Hass. So is Hass the one that's more green?
No, the Hass goes, it's got like a purple, it gets a purplish skin and it's a little bit more bumpy, not the smooth skin. The Fuertes are the more smooth skin ones. We could get into a whole chat about avocados.
I saw, I saw this photo of them that one of our South Africans in England sent to us. And I'm sure it said Hass, but it looked like greeny smooth. Because here in France, we get those ones that they almost look a blackish purple. Like, you know,
yeah,
it's
white. Those will go that way as well.
Okay.
No, there's a whole bunch of different ones, but I just like the creamy ones. And then, of course, we have the most amazing garlic and avocado soup. I'll send you the recipe because it's just amazing and you're going into summer, so of course it'll be perfect.
I'm allergic to garlic.
Well, my children are allergic to avo. That doesn't stop me making it for them. Oh, shame. Your life must be hell being allergic to garlic. What a horrible thing.
Especially in France.
Yeah. And but the good news here, we're talking about, you know, farming. And of course, one of the things which has been an absolute nightmare over the years has been that canned lion hunting, where they're actually farming lions so that overseas people can come and shoot them. Oh, look, I killed a lion. You put the whole news up about the ending of the captive bred lion industry.
It's just amazing. You know, I was speaking to Blood Lions. You know, Blood Lions, they did the documentary that basically exposed it to the rest of the world. And, you know, we were speaking on Saturday before the minister made her announcement on Sunday. And we, you know, Dr. Louise Duval, she said to me, it was not only crossing her fingers, but her entire body. Like, we were praying for a miracle. And what the minister delivered on Sunday was beyond our best dreams, you know, that she's actually seen the light. And I think one of the main reasons is because of the reputation it was giving South Africa, that actually it was putting people off wanting to see wildlife in South Africa because of the cruelty that it can and does go on within the captive lion breeding industry. So she's put the steps there. Now it'll be all about, you know, groups like Blood Lions and everything, making sure that it's followed up, that this actually is implemented. Just fantastic news for the lions. And it's a lot of re-education still needed for people. I mean, the minister said that she is going to be making it illegal for any petting of lions. But it is amazing how people still don't realize when they pet lion cubs, what do you think is going to happen to that little lion when it grows older? You know, it can't go back to the wild. So yeah, it's really sad though, because, you know, you think about my octopus teacher, humans do like to interact with animals. So it's a catch 22, but yeah, it's not good for the animals.
I sometimes think that, you know, I mean, in the old days when all the boys had to go off to the army for their 2 years, I sometimes think, you know, that these days there aren't that many jobs out there. What they should do is take school leavers, especially if they have no idea what they're doing, and give them an immersion experience out in the bush, seeing as it's one of our biggest marketable kind of assets here in South Africa. So they can go out there, experience what it's like in the bush, get some life skills, and learn how conservation works, and then also work against the poachers. I mean, can you imagine if we had all the children coming out with that mindset? I'm sure that we should try and get the safari industry.
That's all the different people involved in it. That's a really, really, really good idea.
We can do Survivor in the Bush with all these kids.
Yeah. You know that there's Survivor coming up now on Showmax, the latest
What,
Survivor. Is
it a South African one?
No, I'm sorry. It's the international one. Yeah. You should go on the South African one.
Yeah, no, they know that I'd absolutely ace it. Either that I'd probably eat everybody else for supper and then I'd win it.
No, but you know that attitude will get you off.
I know, it'll get me kicked off immediately, I know. But is this the one where they've got all of the past winners coming back again? I hate it when they do that on Survivor. I want to see new people. I don't want to see Rob and all of those people coming back time after time after time. I want to see new people. Exactly. Why do they keep on giving the same winners the opportunity to win again? That's annoying.
Because they think that these winners triggered lots of views. So, you know, money-wise for advertisers, it's a guarantee that they're going to get their viewership.
Well, I can tell you that I certainly won't be watching it because of that.
Minus Melanie.
One girl, one vote. Okay, so what are some of the news from expats as well? I mean, as you know, Elon Musk is doing his thing all the time, but what other things we got from people overseas?
Well, we got a lovely South African girl in Mexico, Claudia, who, you know, she's saving animals there. She's an amazing woman. And her mum went over to visit her and got robbed on a bus by some professional thieves and lost over 2,500 that she had with her to give to Claudia. Yeah, and they went through a really tough time because, you know, as a traveler, as an expat, it is really difficult getting hold of our SA embassies in some of these countries. And they are so understaffed. You know, they're wonderful people, but they are understaffed. There's not the budget. There's been a lot of cutbacks in the last few years. And so, you know, they really battled. It took them days to get hold of the embassy. And when they finally did get hold of the embassy, I think they found out that they could only go to the embassy between like 9 and 1 o'clock on a Wednesday, or, you know, so they had to wait another week. It's all a little traumatic and upsetting. But the good news is that SA people and lots of other people from around the world helped them raise that money that she lost.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, because they were really distraught. They, you know, she's an animal campaigner. She's not a girl who has a lot of money. Money didn't really mean anything to her. So, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. I like it when people come together to help other people. We should all be doing that.
Yes.
Okay, what have we got coming up in the next week?
Well, Helen Zill's book that we spoke about once before is now in paperback for people overseas. So we've had a lot of expats in England sending us reports on that. And we have a top BBC kind of journalist who's going to be doing a review for us. So look out for that. Then also we've got some interviews with the key players for next week's court case for South African citizenship to fight for South Africans who inadvertently lost their citizenship to get their citizenship back.
Well, I know a couple of people in England who have got that issue at the moment, and they're like, how are we going? We want to come back to South Africa, and now we can't. What are we supposed to do? So we'll keep everybody updated with that news, obviously, thanks to Jenny.
Not me. Thanks to the contributors.
The contributors. But Jenny will give us all the news on what's happening and make it easy for us to understand what's happening and where it's going and everything as well.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, listen, you enjoy your sunshine. Is it sunny in France at the moment, by the way?
It is sunny. It's a little windy today, but it's very, very sunny and the sea is sparkling. It's beautiful.
Well, enjoy it. And also by the way, we're both mothers of twins. So a happy 21st to your twinnies coming up.
Thank you.
And we'll catch up again with you next week.
Can't wait.
Oh, wait, can't forget.
Mother's Day on Sunday. So happy Mother's Day to you for Sunday, and for expats, it's Mother's Day in South Africa because it's not Mother's Day everywhere. Like in France, it's only Mother's Day at the end of the month. So for those who don't know, and you've got a mom back in SA, it's Mother's Day on Sunday.
Also, phone your mum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So don't forget, phone your mum. I'll try and remind my children that it's Mother's Day. It goes straight over their heads. Anyway, okay. Take care. We'll speak to you soon.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.